Shortly before 4 o'clock this morning, the FBI arrested a young woman in Northern Virginia whose face had become famous. Security cameras had captured her robbing banks, and as she robbed the bank, she also appeared to be talking on a cell phone. Just as people have mused about what the Mona Lisa is smiling about, people in Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C., and its Maryland suburbs have been wondering, what is she talking on the cell phone about? Well, Fred Barbash of the Washington Post joins us to fill us in on the so-called cell phone bandit. And, Fred, I understand that the Associated Press is now reporting that the cell phone bandit has confessed.
Yes, the FBI has filed an affidavit saying that Candice Martinez, a 19-year-old, has admitted to robbing the four banks in question here. It doesn't say she confessed to being the cell phone bandit particularly, but police are saying that, in fact, she is the one who picture was on television globally earlier this week talking on a cell phone while robbing a bank, Robert.
What do we know about her besides the fact that she's 19 years old and comes from Northern Virginia?
Not much. She has some roots in New Mexico. We've talked to her parents out there, and they're not very happy and wondering what kind of trouble she's gotten herself into. Her stepmother described her as a good girl who comes from a good home. In the affidavit, she says that she worked with her boyfriend, another 19-year-old named Dave Williams, who is alleged to have driven the getaway car in all four of the robberies. Williams, according to the affidavit, worked at one point at one of the branches in Vienna, Virginia, that the two of them allegedly robbed. So maybe she was talking to him on the cell phone. That's always been a mystery. What was she saying? Was she actually talking to anyone? It does make sense, just speaking hypothetically, to be talking to your getaway car. That seems like an efficient thing to do.
That would be a utilitarian explanation if we're talking on the cell phone. This is entirely speculative, but people thought that perhaps it was just a ruse that she pretended to be talking
well,
to.
Well, and you know what? I don't know how smart they are. It does explain why she wasn't using a BlackBerry, because then she'd have both hands tied up on the BlackBerry. A cell phone makes a lot more sense.
Of course, one possible explanation is that we shouldn't be asking why was she talking on a cell phone, but rather why wouldn't she be talking on a cell phone? Everyone is always talking on a cell phone.
Well, particularly 19-year-olds. You know, as you walk down the street, they're all on cell phones, and if one wanted to look like a normal 19-year-old hanging around a bank as opposed to a potential robber hanging around a bank, I suppose it would make sense to be doing something that appears to be a normal pastime.
How common is this, what we've not the cell phone, Fred, but a chain of bank robberies around Washington, D.C.?
We have many bank robberies in the Washington area. We had some bank robberies last year involving people dressed in combat gear and unfortunately carrying powerful assault weapons. We have had periodically serial bank robbers and serial arsonists. Four bank robberies in a row. We've had a number of those over the years, but we've never had one involving a cell phone. We have had bank robberies involving various other gimmicks, dressing up nicely as if you're going to a party, a gentleman bandit, a gentle lady bandit, people in various kinds of Halloween costumes over the years.
You think it's just because we have a lot of banks in this part of
the world? A lot of banks here, a lot of people who think they can get away with it, and very few people actually do get away with bank robbery. There's cameras everywhere. It's very easy to catch you, and they tend to do it during banking hours, so that means daylight. People are out on the streets. People see them driving away and get their license number.
Because, as the famed bank robber Willie Sutton once explained,
exactly,
that's where the money is.
That's right.
Well, Fred Barbash, thanks for filling us in on these details about the cell phone bandit who was arrested early this morning in Northern
Good
Virginia.
Good to talk to you, Robert.
Fred Barbash of the Washington Post.